to finally see the guys?
It is. You know, you get a feel a little bit from the games last year that they played, looking at all those. But to see them in person, see them moving around, see their skill level, see the things they can do, and some things, you know, some of the weaknesses. So you kind of tell where guys can play and what how they can help you. But, you know, we're still a long ways to go.
Anything that surprised you seeing them in person from in particular players, whether size or speed, that maybe you couldn't see on film?
The thing that impressed me the most was actually the classroom. Okay. We've got a real smart group. I'm really impressed with their focus of learning what to do. We've made very few mistakes, mental mistakes. And, you know, and you expect a lot when you just put things in. But we've made very few. We made a couple today, but not very many. So I'm pleased with that.
How important are guys like Antonio Smith and DeMarcus Ware going to be in getting everyone else up to speed, because they've been in your defense?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we feel like it's player friendly. You know, everywhere we've been, we put it in pretty quickly, and the players have adapted real well. So we think, you know, that helps. And then, of course, having guys that have been in it before can tell them the little idiosyncrasies of it. You know, those guys can tell them the little detail stuff. That, but we think we have a good system that you can put in quickly and play well.
Where's it stand with Roby and safety? Is that something you're still thinking of maybe experimenting with?
Well, we're looking at our safeties at safety right now, and Roby's playing pretty good at cornerback right now. So, you know, all that'll come later, I think. We just want to get everything in. He's a smart guy. He obviously could do a lot of things, but he looks pretty good at corner right now.
When you studied Roby's tape from last year, what jumped out at you about his rookie season?
I thought he had a very good rookie season. He's very athletic. You know, he can go in and play. You're always looking for corners. Well, you got one with him. And, you know, you've got two other guys that can really play also, you know. So it's a good thing to have. But I think Coop said it earlier. And, you know, we're going to try to get all our best players. If we have to put in a certain package where you have three corners in all the time, we may do that. Or we may look at him some at safety position. Just – you know, if a player's good enough, we'll get them on the field. We'll come up with a package that they can play.
Wait, do you lobby at all during the draft? If
no.
You're going to go either way, you don't say, hey, we can use some
No,
more.
I've been a head coach before. And, you know, you know, it's whatever's best for the football team. I'm not selfish that way because I have been on the other side where you say, hey, you know, we got to get the best players for our team, and I know that's what they'll do here. Now, we give our opinion.
Okay.
You know, we give our opinion on our defensive players, what in the draft, what we think of them, and we picked some pretty good ones over the years. So,
how involved have you been in the pre-draft process, just evaluating guys and sharing feedback with John?
We've been very much involved. I mean, we, you know, graded 100 and something guys, so you know, I'm sure you know the guys they asked us to look at, we looked at, so, and gave our opinion on.
Graded 100 some defensive guys?
Just sure. That's every year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's part of what you do.
Does your opinion change if the guys get in trouble right before the draft and they're involved with stuff? Does it?
That's always a sticky situation. The scouts and the people involved with those people know a lot more about them than we do. So we usually get an opinion from somebody that knows the player. And knows the character of the player. Mostly the coaches look at how they play, you know, how good they play, and what kind of football player they are. And then somebody else in the organization should know the character and if they take them off the board or if they don't. You know, that's not our decision, really. Ours is to watch the tape on the guy and see how he plays.
Hey, Coach, how can a guy like Gantry Raytheon fit into the system? What do you think, just having watched some film on him? I know he's been injured a little bit, but –
all good players can fit in our system. You know, if we got a good player, we'll find a place for him. So I think Danny's a very good player. Obviously, he's coming off injury, but he's a tremendous talent. So, you know, and it's good he's out here and doing some things, progressing well. So I hope to have him for sure.
With Marshall limited, or it looks like out for a while, what do you see from those young linebackers like Davis?
You know, the good thing is Davis and Johnson and those and Lamine, those guys played last year, So they've got some experience, and I think it helps them. I think it helps them that way that they've played in ball games and they played in winning ball games. So it's good. It's good that we have those guys.
You mentioned just like very few mistakes and what they've done to impress you in the classroom. What does that tell you as a coach that you can? I mean, does that give you confidence you can throw a ton at them, that you can push them a little bit? Or at this point in the game, does that, what does that do for you?
Well, it just, we're progressing at the right pace. You know, as we put things in. We put about 80 to 90% of our defense in the classroom, and now we're going about 25% for these 3 days, and you know, and they're progressing well.
From your evaluations of draft picks, obviously, I don't want you to get into specific players, but what do you think
JJ
of this?
JJ Watt?
A beast, yeah. But what do you? But it, this draft class on defense is a pretty good class. Do you see a lot of depth there in general?
You know, I think John said, you know, I don't look at all the offensive players, but it looks like a strong offensive draft, although there are always good players in other positions and defensive positions. But it looks like a strong offensive draft, a lot of receivers, a lot of offensive linemen. And, again, I didn't look at all those guys, but that's what it looked like to me. It's a decent year. There's a lot of corners, it looks like, this year, but decent year in the rest of the group.
Who's better, J.J. Watt or Von Miller?
Von Miller's my favorite right now.
Thanks, guys.